It is time for another Come See Me report, presented in part by Comporium, South State Bank, and Stand Strong Fencing.
I'm Drew Russ with Stand Strong Fencing. This tax season, use your return to enhance your outdoor living and create boundaries for your pets too. Let's discuss your backyard and how to make it work for you. At Stand Strong Fencing, good fences make good neighbors. Visit us on Facebook.
I'm Nikki Blanco with South State Bank. From tailgate to touchdown, we're here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. We're committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. South State Bank, this is Banking Forward, member FDIC.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch, whenever you want. So, you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the, I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
Come See Me Festival is underway here in Rock Hill. Tonight is a biggie. It is Beach Bash, one of the premier Come See Me events. And we've got the team leaders joining us here on Palmetto Mornings of that event. We've got Allison Tino and Mark Pursley. And good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, when you look at Come See Me, Beach Bash is one of the headliners of all the events. So what can we expect this year? Anything new? Anything that folks need to think about when they come out to Beach Bash this Friday night?
So it is going to be downtown off East Black Street. It'll be from 5 to 10 p.m. We'll have bands, music, food trucks, beer and wine. We'll have B&B and Comer both there. Coke trailer will be there. Souvenirs will also be sold. We'll have Glenn and Glenda appearances around 5:30 or so. If you're trying to make the time that you want to arrive, that'll be when it'll be. What else do we have new going on?
New this year for Beach Bash is in partnership with Comporium. They are bringing their Wi-Fi truck, and so we are able to offer free Wi-Fi to everybody in the area, in the amphitheater and on East Black Street.
That's huge.
So no more trying to find signal to listen. I'm at this location. Come here. It's all going to be working for you, thanks to Comporium.
What does it look like? So there is the bands, of course, and what does alcohol sales look like this year? So do they come with cash, card? Do they have to buy a ticket before they buy the alcohol? What does that process look like?
Sure. So we are doing a mixture of both. So we will have credit cards lines as well as one cash line. So we are encouraging people to try to use card and carry less cash. The tickets will be $5 a piece for beer and or wine. And you'll buy the tickets and then you'll take them over to those the trailers and or tent to purchase those.
And of course, you will need your ID.
You will need an ID. You are going to be 21 to purchase. We will be IDing.
So if you're not 21, if you're under 21, there are other options for folks to get food and drink and everything.
Absolutely.
Right?
Okay. We'll have 11 food vendors and then Coke
truck will be there as well with all the Coke products.
And is the setup the same at Beach Bash it has been before in the past, where you all kind of take over the parking lot there that's behind the chamber, and then on the other side where the amphitheater is, that's where the bands will set up?
Yep. Perfect. So we'll have the band at the top of the amphitheater. We'll have some of our sponsor tents with their giveaways, and be sure to say hey to them. And then, of course, the dance floor for when you want to get out there and shag to the great beach music. Food vendors will all be in that back parking lot. And then ticket sales and beer and everything will be on East Main Street as you're kind of walking around.
What are you encouraging or telling people where to park? What is that going to look like?
Yeah, so there are certain parking lots that kind of surround downtown. Obviously, East Black Street's going to be blocked off, but the Rock Hill City parking garage behind the Anderson Apartments will be available. The parking lots over by the old Wells Fargo and by Behind counter, that whole parking lot will be available, as well as behind City Hall and everything. But we do want to encourage people to, you know, try to get an Uber or a Lyft or maybe carpool with friends and family, kind of minimize the cars, especially if you're going to be drinking. Let's be smart and responsible and take that Uber and stay off the road.
Absolutely.
So we can all have a good, safe, fun time then.
And, of course, a big part of Beach Bash is listening to the music. A lot of people will bring their own chairs.
Yes.
And it's literally like a concert. They get there early, they get their spot, and they do not move from that spot.
Some people bring their spots as early as 3 o'clock this afternoon.
And of course, you've got that dance floor. Mm-hmm. You see all kind of dancing.
Yeah, people get pretty creative as the night goes on. So,
for the most part, it's PG-13, so you don't have to shoo away the young kids.
No,
there's a lot of shagging, which is our state dance, so a lot of folks should know how to do that. And if not, there are plenty of people on the dance floor that will help you do that as well.
Quick study.
Yeah. So it's this Friday. It is tonight. It's Beach Bash. It's, again, one of the premier events for Come See Me. 5:30 until 10. The team leaders are Mark Persley and Allison Tino, and as they've been explaining, it's cash and card. They're trying, though, to focus a little bit more on the card, so just keep that in mind. You'll get a ticket. You give that ticket to the individual who will then give you your beer. It is 21 and up, but if you're not 21, there are plenty of other options out there. You can bring your ID. You need to drink responsibly, as Mark just shared with us. Uber and Lyft, it'll be a big night for them, and that's what we like.
Absolutely.
And I think that's pretty much it, right? Does that cover everything that y'all went through? Just Glenn and Glenda will be there.
Yep.
And then for you two, y'all have been team leaders for this event for a long time. What's so special about being a team leader, either for this event or just in general, just with Come See Me?
I'll let you go first.
Beach Bash I've enjoyed just because it's such a large event. So it's fun to put on. Once it kind of gets going, it's just a good part to give back to the community. And that's why I've been involved with Come See Me for so long, is that I just love being involved and seeing the community evolve.
Absolutely. Been involved with Come See Me for a couple of years, and last year was my first year getting to tag team with Allison on the Beach Bash, which, bless her heart, she taught me everything last year and said, no, we got to do this. But it was wonderful to kind of collaborate and work on a different project and be able to give back to the community in a different way. I think I got home last night and last year, crashed on the couch with one shoe still on. I was like, that whooped me a little bit. But a lot of work, but a lot of fun. Allison and I get to collaborate all year long, kind of checking everything off and getting to work with the other team leaders. So it's fun to see Rock Hill and give back to the community and all come in a very, very small area too. But lots of fun, so I enjoy it.
I think that's a great point you make about being a team leader. Like you're kind of forced to work with someone that you might not have any interaction with, given the type of business that you're in. Yeah. And so Ashley and I have known each other and we were team leaders, so it's nice to have a common ground. But I'm part of a team this year that I don't know the individuals. I know of them, and it's just bringing a different dynamic to your point, Mark, that probably Allison probably appreciated some fresh blood. And then Allison, it kind of forces you maybe to look at some other skills that you lost.
It was good, though. It was good.
Someone else in. Yeah. And so that's a really good observation. So if you want to kind of push yourself outside the boundaries, sign up to be a team leader
or
next year.
Or a volunteer, for that matter.
Because you have a lot of volunteers.
We will take all the volunteers.
And they span the ages, too. So it forces you to sometimes work with, you know, people who are your children's age, maybe. And so you're having to direct. But, you know, what I love about that, and we haven't really talked about this, is that, you know, I tell my kids all the time, one day I want y'all to be sitting at the table. I want y'all to be the team leaders and the board members putting these events on. So what a great way to kind of bring them under our wing to say, okay, in a
here
couple of years,
I'm just coming.
Here you go. We're just
going to showing
sit.
Up.
We're going to be there at 3 o'clock.
Right. Exactly. Sitting there watching you. Oh, you got it. Okay.
Yeah, good job.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's just a preview of what you can expect this Friday night during the Come See Me Festival. It's the Beach Bash. Allison Tino and Mark Persley are the team leaders, and we will see you out there tonight. OTS Media will be out there doing a live broadcast. Everything gets underway at 5:30 this Friday night.
And be sure to stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage right here on WRHI FM 100.1 and AM 1340, the official voice of Come See Me since 1962.